Right now it's time for our monthly get-together with Arjun Singh. Of course, Arjun lives in Jaisalmer, India. We check in with Arjun once a month and see what is going on in Jaisalmer and the surrounding area. Also, if you want to check in on Arjun on a regular basis, like him on Facebook. He's got his Facebook page, Arjun Singh, and you can follow him like I do with all the different pictures and stories he posts. So we'll say a good morning to Arjun right now. Hello, Arjun. Nice to have you on the air again.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
Very good. Your post of the heavy rain you got in Jaisalmer last week during what appeared to be a thunderstorm was a pretty cool post.
Oh yes, it was really great. We really enjoyed it, and you can think that temperature was about 115, and right now it's 89 degrees Fahrenheit. So huge change in the temperatures just because of that rain and a couple of days before. And average rainfall here for the whole year, as I already told you, but this time 6 inches just in a day. So water was everywhere. So for the first time, I think after many years, maybe after 20 or 25 years, we saw that kind of rain in this part of area. So it was huge and it was really great. We really enjoyed this and we forgot everything. Actually, we forgot about the corona and everything. The people, they just really enjoyed it. Everyone, or most of the people, they went on the rooftop. They came in the streets there. They were just enjoying this. So it was just like a festival for all of us, because now the temples are closed, the schools are closed. Well, we don't have shops and malls and big markets. But the small sort of the people don't like to go out because of the corona. But on that particular day, they forgot everything and everyone was enjoying, especially kids. And well, it was really good for, it's not only the one part, because of some, whenever it happens that it rains in this part, it rains for 5 to 10 kilometers area and then again the dry. But this time it did rain the whole district. So about 600 villages, you can just think that how big it was for all of us. It's a great and huge day. People really enjoyed and they celebrated this day. Everyone, the farmers, animals, and especially in the city and the villages. So everyone is happy and they all forgot the corona right this time.
It's funny because I was looking at some of the videos and I saw some of the cows getting up under people's porches as well.
Oh yes, they are very intelligent, and the cows, because as a long ago a question was asked to me, why in India cows are found on the mid of the roads, and they thought that it's just because it's a religion, or people just take care of them, or it's very religious for all of us. No, the cows, they are very intelligent because they do like to sit at the polluted places, because when there is a smoke released by the vehicles, it keeps the flies and bugs away from them. So the cows are very intelligent. That's why if you come to India or if you come to Jaisalmer, you can see the cows sitting on the roads there, or you can see also cows in the near the chemist shops or near the hospital, because that smell of chemicals, it keeps the flies and bugs away from them. So they are very intelligent animals, and whenever it was raining, so all those cows they just went into the verandas or just they came near the houses to keep themselves safe. So very intelligent animals they are.
All right. Now, I also, watching your video during that rainstorm, saw what appeared to be a lot of lightning. Was there a lot of lightning in that storm?
Oh, yes. It was really. It was great. Just a couple of weeks before, we had a sandstorm. And I just posted the photos of that sandstorm. And at that time, we really thought that it's these are the clouds. And everyone, we went on the rooftop and we thought that it's raining soon. But when we just waited for that, and then the sand was there, and we were just, the sand was everywhere in your hairs, and the whole body is just like plastered with the sand when we came down, and we were really very disappointed because we thought these were the clouds, but those were the sandstorm at that time. But this time, when we saw that the clouds first and then the lightning everywhere, well, it's quite risky, but this time I didn't hear any casualty because of that lightning. Lighting or all those things, but yes, you can see that the green and sometimes blue lighting in the sky there. So people really enjoyed. Well, first thing is that whenever it rains, we don't have the electricity power, because they just cut that electricity because of the raining. But on that very particular day, even that electric department, they didn't get that because it was not predicted in the advance. So we got the electricity and the rain together. So it was just like a lottery for all of us, because it did. For the whole night, we had that electricity, and the whole night it was raining there. So together, it never happens, because whenever it starts to rain for 5 to 10 minutes and then there's a power cut for more than 10 to 15 hours, but this time they didn't cut that electricity and we got the rain also. So people made some videos because they could enjoy the rain because the street lights were there. They went on the rooftops, lights were everywhere. So for the whole night, it was just like they were waking up for the whole night and enjoying this like festival, and they were making videos and taking selfies, and the kids really, really, it was, as I already told you, it's just like a festival. People really, because we know it's not going to happen again and again. Maybe many, many years we will not see this again, because as my father said to me that it happened long ago in 1991 or 1992, about 30 years before we had a good rain. So for 35 years, you have to wait for that. So we thought that we are not getting this kind of chance again. So we really enjoyed every moment of this.
All right. So that was that. And then I was going to go to the pictures that you sent about the sandstorm coming in over the. Now, I think that was a week before that, where once again, yeah, you had pictures of those amazing clouds. Now, how long does the sandstorm last? And but how much sand does it deposit? Is it? I kind of look at it. It's almost like a snowstorm here, where after it's gone, you got to shovel or push off a lot of the sand from a lot of places.
Yes, for 5 to 6 hours, the whole city was completely covered with the sand and visibility was zero. You can't even just, but the thing is that you have to just close windows and doors and everything. So big damage to many like things like electric poles. Some of the poles fell down, and we have lots of windmills here. So huge damage to those windmills because of that sandstorm. But we have our houses like that we know that it always happens, and we have sandstorms there that the people, they just quickly close their windows and then, but on the rooftop, yes, we get more than 5 to 6 buckets full of that sand ever the next day when we went on the rooftop, we saw the sand everywhere. And then not in the city, but it was a huge trouble in the villages there, because all the roads, small roads, covered with the sand, and there was no any sign of road there. So from the government, like from the machines and other things, the sand was removed there. But right now it's okay because of this rain and the water. So it washed everything. But that was quite terrible, because if there was no rain, then still the people could face with that sand. But now everything is clear. All those trees and all those plants were covered with the sand, but now they are washed. So it was for 5 to 6 hours in the whole district, and then it was clear.
All right. And one other question. Even though you shut the windows and everything, after it's over, the houses, do they have to be cleaned out of the inside as well? Or do you keep it fairly tight so not much sand blows in?
Yes, this is the thing. And then we have some health problems. Definitely, it's because of the sandstorms. Most of the people, if you just visit Jaisalmer and if you just go to the hospital and then if you just make inquiry there, then you will come to know that more than 50 to 60% people, they have that like a stone in kidney or stone problems there. It's because of the sand. When we eat something, when we just drink water. So during this summertime, when we have sandstorm, in winter, it's okay. It's nothing. There is no sand. But during the summertime, we have sandstorms and sandy winds there. So people, they suffer from that. And even myself, I suffer from a dry eyes problem, because whenever strong wind is there and that is hot and the sand is there, so you get this kind of problem like dry eyes and then stone in your kidney. And the other thing is that, like my father, he suffers from asthma. It's because of that you can't breathe very well. Everything gets stuck. Stopped at that time, and even your nose, and you can feel the sand in your mouth every time. So you have to wash your mouth again and again, and gargle again and again. So this is a big problem with your health problems. Health issue is big, but I think the people, they are habitual of these things, and they clean it. But when you get old, like when you are like 60 to 65 years, and you have that kind of common problems like stone in your kidney, or asthma problem, or your dry eyes, it's all because of that sandy winds and sandstorms.
All right. And the other topic that I wanted to touch on, and by the way, like I said, if you follow Arjun on Facebook, you'll get to see all this stuff as it happens. Arjun posts a lot of videos and pictures of the sandstorm and of the rainstorm and other things as well up on Facebook. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about was, of course, which you brought it up, COVID-19. India is now experiencing a lot of cases on a daily basis.
Well, Sam, here in my town, 20 to 25 cases every day. And even in my relations, my friends, some of them, they are positive. But the good thing, or the good news, if I say, is that there is no any death yet. So I think it's 100% is recovery rate here. So the people, they are getting infected and then they are recovering back. And even in 60 to 70% cases, the patients are not supposed to go and admit in the hospital, because you stay at your home and any staff from the hospital, like a compounder or nurse, come visits you, and then they just prescribe some medicines for you, and they tell you to just stay in isolation there and drink or take hot liquids like hot coffee or hot, and then the some food like, as we eat turmeric, a lot of turmeric we eat. So people, they get infected, they are getting infected, but they are recovering soon. So in a week, they get recovered and they are back. And again, I just inquired some of the people who got infected about a couple of months before. And when I asked them that, is there any health problem with you right now? They said no, they have no any health problems, and they are back to their normal life. So every day, 15 to 20 cases, average cases here in the town, where the population is about 90,000 people. So now it has become your daily routine. So the people, they started to live with this corona. Well, the schools are open only for teachers, not for the students. And we are going to the school, and we try to contact the students via phone. It's not easy because they don't have phones and all those internet access. But if some of them, then we just contact them and we give them some homework to work at home. Now, by the way, all the temples, railways, and flights, still, there's a complete lockdown here. But the market is open, and offices are open, and people know about a lot. They are just having masks and all the social distances. They are following that health advisory. And now it has become the part of your life. And so you can't say that I will not go out of the home because the corona is there. You think that, yes, it is, and it has become the part of the life here. So you can't stop yourself. I go to school every day, and we are about, in the way there, I meet many people, like 15 to 20 people every day. And then I come back, and then I go to the market to buy things and all those things. So I get in contact with many people. But what I do, just they use mask, and what I use mask. We try to keep distance, and when I come back to home, I wash my hands. But it doesn't mean that you will not go out. So people have started to learn to live with this corona. So corona is here, but I think we are not so much afraid as we were a couple of months before. And we know that if you get infected, it's okay, because now it's not easy to keep yourself away from this disease, because it has become everywhere. You can't keep yourself so far from it. You can't go in a very isolated places or far remote places, and then you can keep yourself safe, because you have to be here, and sometimes you have to meet your family members, your friends. They come, if your friends come to your home, you can't say that I don't want to meet you, because now we know that it's all over in the town there. But still, like the government, we get the information about the infected people, that in that particular place there is an infected person, so try to keep a distance from that home. We get these kinds of information every day in the newspaper. Next day we get that how many people are infected and where are they from and who are they with the age and how many people got recovered. So we are getting full information there. But if you just go on the channels or the new channels, I don't think that the new channels, they were just showing the news about the corona 24 hours. Now I think maximum 30 to 20 or 30 to 40 minutes in 24 hours, you can just think about, or you can just hear something about corona. I think it's now a bit normal in this part of India.
All right. Well, like I said, if you follow Arjun on Facebook, yeah, you'll see all this stuff happen as it unfolds on a day-by-day basis. We speak with Arjun once a month. Arjun, stay healthy. Say hello to your son for us and your wife, and we'll speak to you next month.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. And when it did rain here a couple of days before, I couldn't even forget for a second my stay in Sharon, Connecticut, because I wish the day will come when we have that kind of trees and flowers and plants here in Jaisalmer one day. Hopefully in the desert, it's not possible. But I have seen that part of the world where everything is so green and so beautiful. So hopefully one day, we can see some, as I tried to just plant some flowers at my home. So hopefully some part of the Sharon I could see here in this part of the world.
Okay, Arjun, take care. We'll speak to you next month.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. So kind of. Thank you.
Arjun Singh around the world here on Robinhood Radio. You'll find Arjun on the web also at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on around the world with Arjun Singh.